Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Florida wins again. Florida Panthers back-to-back Stanley Cups.
Can they keep the team together? And how will they keep the team together? So
it was funny because I'm obviously not paying attention to this like the hardcore hockey fan is. But like everybody, it seemed like the reaction mostly on X that I was looking at was everybody wanting to crush Connor McDavid for not being Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby, Mario Lemieux. You know, it was almost like, hey, if you're going to be, those comparisons are going to happen, you got to win one of these things. So go screw.
That's what it felt like. That Sidney Crosby and Wayne Gretzky had great players around them.
Was it Draisaitl a great player?
He is a great player, but what really happened to Edmonton ultimately is that they had goalie. It's a goalie thing. Like if you don't, if your number one goalie doesn't play as the number one goalie, and you have to pull him out of games, and you have to start another guy to try to win a game, and then put your guy back in, now all of a sudden you got all sorts of issues. Like. And, you know, Matt brought this up yesterday. He was saying, because we were talking about this, and he goes, you know that if the Rangers lose a game 6-1 in the playoffs and you pulled Igor Shesterkin, who's starting the next game? Igor Shesterkin.
Yeah, Igor, yeah.
Right, because you have a bona fide number one great goaltender. So Stuart Skinner had, you know, early on in the playoffs, he'd gotten pulled, but then he really started to settle down and play well. And then next thing you know, when you're playing the Florida Panthers, they got him moving around and following the puck, and next thing you know, it's in the back of the net, and then you got to pull the, and you got to pull him out, and then you got to put the other guy in, and then you got to put him back in, and against Florida, you're not going to win that way. They have the Bob. The Bob's going to be the Bob, just like Vasilevskiy was for Tampa Bay, and I think it's six straight Stanley Cup finals where a Florida team has been represented.
Yeah, I found it interesting when I was reading an article about the low numbers of Game 5. So I guess Game 5 had a really bad rating, or 2.7 million, I guess, watch. And then it said it was the lowest Game 5 viewership since 1994 of the Stanley Cup Final, which is that because people didn't want to see the Rangers win or Vancouver was in it? I found it weird that it was 94.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see why, you know, these are... I mean, Edmonton has a huge fan base and has huge history and tradition and everything else. You know, Florida is relatively, you know, even though they had won a Stanley Cup before, I mean, the last 10 years or so, they've been building, and here they are now, the last 3 years, in the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, the question is, can they keep the team together? And one of their better players, Sam Bennett, is an unrestricted free agent, and supposedly he's already got a deal in place to stay in Florida for less money than he would get on the open market. And if you don't think that, you know, the families, you know, who are like, think about this for a second. There's a reason why you have no trade or no movement clauses, or you have a 15-team no trade list. And most of those trades include, like, going to Western Canada. Like, nobody wants, but it's like, if you get, Winnipeg's usually on there, Calgary's on there, Edmonton's on there, for a number of reasons. It's the cold weather, it's the tax differential, it's all the things that go along with it. And, you know, and it was explained to me many times by a lot of different players that they want to go, like, to Nashville. They want to go to Florida now. They want to go to Tampa. They want to go to these southern teams because the living Dallas is one of these teams without state tax, obviously, in Texas. But it's the weather, it's the living conditions, it's year round summer, it's flip flops, and the families love that.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that the player gets to save more money by playing in one of those cities. And that's why, you know, Gary Bettman's got his head in the sand if he doesn't think that that's an issue within the players. It is. And Sam Bennett's going to take less money because it will be the same amount of money ultimately net to stay where he wants to stay and live where his family wants to live.
Well, one thing's for sure, the NHL doesn't want to see Edmonton and Florida round three because no one wanted to see round two, apparently.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.